Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Our national anthem, ladies and gentlemen, I'm already playing. Only 75 seconds. Enjoy. Welcome back. 30 now, 35 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating Independence Day in America. That's our national anthem, of course. The Star-Spangled Banner. I can't think of any song, any poem, any story that's ever moved me, has ever inspired me like that song. I pray I never stop feeling a little tingle when I hear that flourish at the end. Someone who I think probably agrees with me is our good friend, Dr. Bert Folsom, professor of history at Hillsdale College, author of a number of books, and I'll talk about a little bit later on. But he's also a founding member of our Brain Trust and our really good friend and the resident historian here at the Small Business Advocate Show. Bert Folsom, welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be with you today on Independence Day.
What do you think about that song?
Well, it's absolutely fantastic, and I always think of the War of 1812 and the complications of that war that we were losing. And when Francis Scott Key wrote the lyrics, he was there on a ship, and he was waiting to meet with a prisoner, and he didn't know if he would ever be able to, because the bombardment of Fort McHenry in Baltimore was taking place. And if we lose that, we lose the whole Chesapeake area, and it really looks grim. But lo and behold, as the words indicate, we had that big flag, which is there in the Smithsonian Institution today. Mm-hmm. He saw that big flag, and the bombardment came, and all through the night, through the rockets, he could see the flag was still standing. The British had not been able to prevail over that fort, and the flag was still there in the morning, which suggested that the United States would be able to withhold the British and not lose the war.
Can you imagine? I mean, talk about something, almost ordained for that battle to be witnessed and chronicled by that man. Well, how important has that been to America to have that in our history, to have something to have endured all that time? I mean, that's pretty interesting.
Well,
to
it
think
is.
About that, isn't it?
200 years, and a lot of people don't think the War of 1812 was very significant, but it was the time when the United States established that we're for real. And we held the British out, and then ultimately, of course, General Jackson, Andrew Jackson, won the Battle of New Orleans.
Remind us why we even fought that war.
Well, the British had been what they called impressing our sailors. They'd been stopping our ships. We were in the Napoleonic Wars. Mm-hmm. Britain was fighting France in the Napoleonic Wars. And the British were stopping our ships, taking our sailors, insisting that they were really British citizens who were faking American accent, and would take our soldiers, our Americans off the ship, put them on the British ships, and coerce them to fight the French. And so this was just very, very humiliating.
Right.
And yeah, right. And so ultimately, they refused to stop. They also hit one of our ships, the Chesapeake, and they knocked it apart. And so ultimately, Madison felt that the indignities that were being heaped upon us were very, very great. Congress declared war. We were a divided country.
They ultimately burned down the White House, didn't they?
They did. Now, I have to say this. We burned down the Canadian White House, the equivalent of in Toronto.
So folks, we'd already won our independence from England, and then we had to re-prosecute the whole thing 20 years later. That's funny. Well, it's and folks, the question is America still worth fighting for? I think it is. I pray that it is. We've got some fights ahead of us, and we'll talk about the past and the present and the future with our good friend Dr. Bert Folsom after these messages. Happy 4th of July, America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.